Okay, we're doing Mishlei Yud Gimel, that's 13, verse 4. And it says, he who desires and not, he doesn't have it. Nafsho Atzel. Again, we have the word Nefesh, which will translate his soul as lazy. The nefesh charutzim, and the soul of the diligent is to dushan, to become fat, which means satisfied. Okay, so the first thing is, I'd like to make a distinction between a charutz and diligent in the modern times. Diligent in the modern times is a person strives. A person could be a Nazi and he's diligent in doing evil things. So the word diligent would apply there. Not so in Mishlei. In Mishlei, diligent means that it comes from wisdom. His diligence is driven by wisdom. So the opposite is lazy. Lazy is a person that lacking this knowledge, therefore, because of his ignorance, he doesn't do anything. There's nothing, there's no reason to drive him in to do anything. That's why he's not diligent, is because he is ignorant of the consequences of his actions, of his lack of actions. Okay? But however, I'd like to make a distinction between the laziness of King Solomon and the laziness of the world. In the world, there's a lot of laziness that comes from psychological problems. There you have to deal with the psyche, not with logic. When King Solomon talks about lazy, his lazy means that a lack of knowledge, a lack of consequences. He doesn't see the consequences, so he doesn't do anything. And there's nothing driving him to do something wrong, so he just doesn't do anything. But however, many times the laziness in modern times is because of something wrong with the psyche. So therefore, they need to deal with the psyche, not knowledge.